Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You may have heard on the news lately that COVID, the severe side effects are a lot like a rattlesnake bite. What is that all about? Dr. Maurizio Del Poeta from Stony Brook Medicine is joining us.
I've never been bitten by a rattlesnake, doctor, but I don't want to be bitten by COVID either. What can we expect? And what is this all about? This sounds crazy.
So basically what we identify is that COVID patients has an enzyme in the bloodstream that is called soluble phospholipase A2, which is an enzyme that is very similar to the enzyme that is injected into us when we get bitten by a snake. But there are differences. Obviously, our enzyme is not identical to the rattlesnake enzyme, but it's similar. It has the same name, and it has a similar activity.
All right, doctor, I just want to make sure I'm following this. So you're telling me snakes got together in a lab and created COVID? I heard you.
Oh, no, no, no. There are many toxins that are injected into us by a snake. And one of these is called phospholipase A2. And in COVID patients, it's happening something similar when the level of this enzyme is going up to the roof.
So, Dr. Del Poeta, what does the research actually mean for the future of COVID? Like, does that mean that this is going to help us be able to figure out ways to fight it? Or is just this just a similarity?
Yes, it's going to help us because what we found is that the level of this enzyme in the bloodstream is directly proportional to the severity of the COVID. It means that if you have a high level of this enzyme, it means that you have a more severe COVID. Therefore, predicting the mortality and the severity of the COVID can be done by simply analyzing the bloodstream for the presence of this enzyme. In addition to this, there are also drugs out there that are targeting this enzyme. And the reason for that is because there is a lot of antidote over there that block the snake enzyme. So it's possible that some of this drug can be used to block also the human enzyme. You know what I mean?
That's amazing, right? We're finding similarities all over the place and from unexpected resources. Does this mean that you right now, while on the phone with us, actually have 8 rattlesnakes, like
right,
pet rattlesnakes behind you that you guys are like milking just to, you know?
Not seriously. No.
No? Okay. No. All right.
No.
I mean, did you have to get rattlesnakes at any point to like get their DNA and stuff or like that wasn't part of the study?
No.
Oh,
it's just
good.
An homology that we found.
Doctor, are you at Stony Brook or are you recommending possibly for the future treatments that will be based on these antivenoms, as you mentioned, or is it research stage only right now?
Yes, I'm not the only one, actually. There are currently studies that are ongoing testing the efficacy of this compound targeting the phospholipase A2 in COVID. So I don't know the results of this trial.
Okay, Dr. Del Poeta, would you rather be bitten by a rattlesnake or have COVID?
Well, that's a good question. A rattlesnake, we have an antidote right away. So COVID, unfortunately, is a very serious disease. I don't know which one of the two I prefer, but rattlesnake might be easier, I think.
Fair. I mean, you'd rather get bitten by a rattlesnake. That's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Maurizio Del Poeta from Stony Brook Medicine, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're very welcome.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.